This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A provision in the Affordable Care Act mandates that of the 150 Obamacare exchanges or groups to join for medical insurance, at least one needs to not fund abortion. The Charlotte Lozier Institute, a pro-life group, has found that such information is simply not available. None of the administrators of the Obamacare plans can say if theirs funds abortion. A Colorado business has again prevailed in its battle against the pro-abortion HHS mandate. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals reaffirmed a lower court ruling protecting Hercules Industries. In related news, the White House has made pregnancy interdiction one of the most important functions of government, but no more, apparently. Rearranging its priorities, the Obama administration will now suspend those efforts in court, at least during the shutdown. This is Life News Radio. Defunding Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, is a priority in pro-life circles because the rulemaking authority it creates sees human life as an expense to be avoided. Abortion is funded, as is sterilization. All forms of contraceptives, including unnatural, cancer-causing hormones, are included. I urge you to call our nation's capital and ask for your senator. 202-224-3121. In other news, organ donation has always supposed to have been done after death. Three doctors are now candidly admitting that has not been happening, and they are now advocating for laws to take organs before death. And Wendy Davis's run for Texas governor is off to a clumsy start. The pro-abortion candidate is surrounding herself with children and failing to raise as much money as should be expected for that race. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.